Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our fan favorite recipes, also with pumpkin, why not, is pumpkin gnocchi. Now, remember, if you want to do just a regular gnocchi, you don't have to have any of the pumpkin puree in here. It's not going to make a huge difference. But like I said, when we're doing these recipes, we really want to educate everybody and let you all know that these recipes are not only coming from our heart, but they're coming with real creativity. And I know you're just hearing my voice, but I really want you to understand there is power in food and there is power over these airwaves. And I promise you, if you really try and follow these recipes just by my voice, you will be successful. What we're going to do next for a pumpkin gnocchi is very simple. In a food processor, I'm going to add 1 cup of flour, 1/3 a cup of ricotta cheese. It could be the par skim. That's totally okay. 1 whole egg. 1 cup of cooked red potato. It does need to be cooked, and make sure you measure out a full cup. It's very, very important because that cup of red potato is the binding for this dish. And 1/4 cup of pumpkin puree. And as simple as it was to say, just as simple as it is to say that we are doing this live right now from the 2016 Fall Home Show here in beautiful Visalia, California, on behalf of Quail Park. We're doing big, big, wonderful things here. Push the button on high. You're going to wait for all of this to come together. And once it finally does come together, we're going to go ahead and put this into a piping bag. If you're not sure what a piping bag is, and you don't have a piping bag, you can also just use a Ziploc bag. Just make sure that when you put that Ziploc bag that you have all of this mixture towards the bottom of the pan. It's very, very, towards the bottom of the bag. Very important. Then you're just going to cut a nice slit, and we're going to bring a medium pot of boiling water up to a nice boil with some salt in it. You want to make sure it's always salted, your water. And what we're going to do is very, very simple. It's very, very unique, and it works every single time. We are going to go ahead and squeeze. If you've ever made homemade churros, it's kind of the same thing. We're going to squeeze right out of our bag this beautiful mixture. And it'll be a nice light orange mixture. This is the gnocchi mixture. And using a knife, we're going to carefully just cut. So as soon as, for example, I'm just going to try to put this in a way that you all can understand, because I know you're just hearing my voice. When I start to squeeze some of the batter out of the bag, it'll start to look like a string, like a nice thick string. I'm going to go ahead and cut that, bam, right into the water. Go ahead and do this until you have completed the full recipe. And gnocchi is very, very unique. It's an incredible flavor. Once we have it all fully boiled, we'll put it in a saute pan, get a nice color on it, and we will enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.